You know, there's a verse in 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 4 as well, that takes us back to Gideon and the selection of the men that would go to battle. And it says that they might recognize that the power is of God. So it's not that Barak selected himself, or even Deborah, but she calls for Barak because that's the one that God had selected. He selected, as you said, Brother Emil, a man that was timid, a man that was weak. If it was someone that we said, well, who should go, right? If we sat here and said, who should go? We'd look around the room, we'd find the most physically attractive, ready person and say, you be the general. And then when the victory was won, you say, hey, boy, he's a great man. But God wants to use the simple, the weak things to confound the wise. He uses the jawbone of an ass. He uses weak, simple individuals. But it's from his perspective, right, that God would show that the power is not of us, but of him. Mm-hmm. What we learn from looking and hearing from Barak is that he doesn't understand that it is not what is in him that matters, but it is who that is in him that matters. He loses the true blessing. And this is the other lesson for us as young men, though. It's about readiness as well. It's about when God calls us to be able to move in the confidence that he is able. I had a very nice conversation last night with two young sisters. And one of the things that the sister pointed out that she appreciated was the thought that Ehud made a dagger. There was some personal exercise on Ehud's point. In the quietness, behind the scenes, preparing. But when, he probably never even knew that God was going to use him, but he was being prepared or preparing himself. And I want to challenge young men. We spend a lot of time in sports. We spend a lot of time in other hobbies. We spend a lot of time doing a lot of things. To set aside time to be with the Lord, to be comfortable, to learn the Word of God so that we might be able to use it. Brother John and Jami and I, we were speaking after yesterday's readings with the dagger. And one of the things that we shared that was very nice is that it's not just the Word of God used all over the place, but it's knowing the Word of God so that whatever that's experience or circumstance is, that we know what verse and portion of scripture that we need to use in that circumstance. That is, this is what Barak needed, to have confidence in God. Was not 10,000 men enough? You know how strange it would be when you go out into the battle in this day that there's a woman at the front? I mean, it was almost to the shame of the people. Think about that. You come up for battle, they've got their chief general, all of the mighty men, and you've got this woman and a timid little guy next to them saying, she's the one. 10,000 men were not enough. And these were the men, and we're going to close with, you know, with this, others may wrap this up a little better than I, but I want to just say that the men that God wanted to use from Zebulun and Naphtali, these were the tribes, as others were, that didn't drive out the enemy. And what they did was they kept the enemy, so the enemy would pay them money and have them in forced labor, and then the enemy rises up against them. And the enemy then puts them in oppression. And God says, you know what, the deliverance is going to come right from you or through you, the ones that should have put them down. We're not going to go get the tribe of Dan and somebody else to come help. It's going to be those that should have dealt with this in the first place. God is going to use his power to deliver them.
And Brother Tony, you said being knowledgeable in the scripture, that is probably the most effective method to combat the devil. And how do we know this? Because the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he knew the scriptures, and when he was tempted in the wilderness, he used the scripture to combat the devil. And when I was looking at it in Luke chapter 4, after the temptation, There's in verse 13 it says, "And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season."
Mm.
So this is the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's not he departed from him and that was it. He departed from him for a season. And again, this is our Lord and Savior. So you think if we resist the devil and he flees from us, he's never going to come back? No, he's going to constantly come back. And if we continue to grow, the attacks are going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And so how do you combat someone who can continually come at you with something harder and something bigger? The only way for us to combat an ever-growing foe is to continue to grow ourselves. And the only way for us to do that is to continually be in the Word and to continually use the Lord as an example.
Amen. So when someone has
a good note for
him, and we can be prepared for lunch.